Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness broadcast. You're going to be hearing now for a few days what I think is one of the best teachings I ever heard in my life. It came from the life experience of my daughter, Shelley Brim. At that time she was Oaks, now she's Shelley Brim Baggett. But it's when the bottom fell out of their world and what God told her to do was to get drunk. It's called Eat, Drink, and Be Merry.
He says, you get you a sip. If you want to, take a dip. See, the trouble with you, you're trying to live off yesterday's drink. See, it says that, you know, Peter and John, they were one of the 120 who were filled with the Holy Spirit. But later on, in the fourth chapter of Acts, it says that after they were let go, remember when they had preached to the man at the gate called Beautiful and said, silver and gold have we none. And then the council members took them and told them, don't preach anymore in that name of Jesus. Oh, the devil's afraid of the name of Jesus. And it said, and being let go, they went to their own company. That's an army term, company. And then it goes on down there to say, and they were filled with the Holy Ghost. Well, what does that mean, they were filled with the Holy Ghost in the fourth chapter? They were filled with the Holy Ghost in the second chapter. What do you mean they were filled again in the fourth chapter? The Lord says that just simply means they took another drink, another dip. He said, the trouble with you, you're trying to live off some time past. And you need a new drink of my wine right now, little girl. You need a merry heart. So he says, he reminded me of this verse of scriptures in Ephesians chapter 5. Let's look there now. Verse 17, wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Now, it's not changing subjects. He's wanting you to understand what the will of the Lord is. And this is a one way, one avenue of how to understand the will. Be not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. And be not drunk with wine, where is an excess, but be filled with the Spirit. He said, I'm not opposed to you being drunk. Just don't use the natural wine to get drunk with. Use my Spirit to be drunk with. And he said, I told you how to be drunk with my Spirit. The next verse. Speaking to yourself. Now he said, you start speaking to yourself right now over this oatmeal. Did I feel any anointing? No. No lightning bolt from heaven, nothing. He said, you do it. Faith is an act, it's not a feeling. And I began to stir that oatmeal and I said, I'm going to speak to myself. I'm going to get filled with the Holy Ghost. I always talked in tongues. I talked in tongues since I was 13 years old. But I needed another dose of the Holy Ghost. So here I have my kids. Wah, wah, wah. They haven't stopped crying during all of this. And the Lord said, you start speaking. And this is what came up. Someone's in the kitchen with mama. Someone's in the kitchen, I know. Someone's in the kitchen with mama. He's the Holy Ghost. Oh, someone's in the kitchen with mama. And I kicked off my house shoes, you know. I was starting to drink that heavenly wine. Someone's in the kitchen, I know. Speaking to myself. Well, someone's in the kitchen with mama. He's the Holy Ghost. And I knew that I wasn't alone, and that the third person of the Godhead was in the kitchen with Shelley Oaks. and that the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead was there in my kitchen cooking oatmeal with me. To do business for God. And I went from there to who knows where, and I started partaking of the wine of the Spirit. Now, have you ever seen an old drunk in the natural? They speak to themselves. Oh-dee-do-do-do, you know. We all ask them in our little country town. Oh-dee-do-do. And they'll sing, they'll sing, they'll sing. And their head is out of the way. Understand what the will of the Lord is. Get your head out of the way. Get drunk in the Holy Ghost. And your spirit will begin to sing to itself in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. And before you know it, it's like a river coming out of you. And it's bypassing your intellect. And you are speaking forth the will of God in your life. That's all tied in. Understand what the will of the Lord is and be not drunk with wine. That's how you understand. So he's got a table spread. And he's telling us tonight to come and dine. The master called us. Come and dine. You can feast at Jesus' table anytime. While folding towels, while babies on one hip, men while you're in the garage kicking your tires, you can be feasting on Jesus' table. Now let's stand. Now mothers, we're going to sing first. How many can use your imagination and you see, you know what your stove looks like? You know the color. You know whether or not it's clean. You know a lot of things about your stove. And the Lord just wants you to practice a little bit. We're going to practice tonight. We're going to use our pretenders. And we're going to start cooking oatmeal. So let's get stirring. Men, we'll do something with you. But ladies... But ladies, we're cooking oatmeal. If you don't like oatmeal, just cook your favorite delicacy, whatever it may be. But use the stirring. I want to see all stirrers. Yeah, that's good. It'll loosen you up. You see yourself in front of your stove. You know whether or not you want a new one. Now the Lord wants to show you something that you can partake of the wine of the Spirit at your stove and do business with God. He's there. And I want you to see yourself now. Are we still stirring? Some. That lady's feeding the 5,000, I see. Praise God. Oh, glory. Some have smaller pots. Go ahead, stir your oatmeal, ladies. Come on, let's stir. Yeah, oh, that's good. Praise God. And we're going to sing this song. Some was in the kitchen with Mama. Some was in the kitchen, I know. Some was in the kitchen with Mama. Mama, some was in the kitchen, I know. Some was in the kitchen with Mama. He's the Holy Ghost. And that was the best oatmeal I ever cooked that day. Hallelujah. The Bible says, whatsoever you do in word or in deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You can change the oil in your car in the name of the Lord Jesus. You'll do a better job. You ladies, you can change the diapers, the nasty ones. You can change them in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And do a better job. Whatever you do, up a leaf from your backyard without doing it, simply because you love the Lord. Ladies, serve your husbands their dinner, not because it's just your wifely duty. That lazy bum, why did he fill his own plate? But whatever you do, do it because you love the Lord. And you give him mashed potatoes on his plate and you think, I'm doing this because I love you, Lord. And he's your servant. Whatsoever you do, do it because you love him. We've been so selfish. God forgive us. We had to have our way. Do it because you love the Lord. And as you do that and practice that, you'll be practicing the presence of God. And let him in on all of your conversations. He loves to hear. Now, men, are you ready? Now, we're going to be in our pickup. Some of you may not have pickups, but if you don't, just pretend. And we're going to sing Someone's in the Kitchen with Daddy. And if you're not a daddy, just sing not in the kitchen, but in my pickup. Someone's in the pickup with Daddy. Now, if you're not a daddy, just sing Someone's in the pickup with me. And I want you to see yourself. Let's close our eyes. Oh, no, before you close your eyes, get your wheels going. If your pickup needs shocks, you may want to bounce a little bit. Oh, Bessie needs some shocks, you know. You live on an old country road, it'll bump. Some are good pickup riders. Some drive one-handed. One's making a U-turn. Yeah, you can do that in California. And I want you to see yourself practicing the presence of God in your pickup. Don't leave him out. Someone's in the pickup with Daddy. Someone's in the pickup, I know. Someone's in the pickup with Daddy. He's the Holy Ghost. Oh, someone's in the pickup with Daddy. Boom, someone's in the pickup, I know. Someone's in the pickup with Daddy. He's the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. Oh, the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost. We're going to live in him, move in him, and have our being in him, and practice his presence. He is sweet presence.
This is Billy Brim. The teaching you heard today is some of the best for the crises of life. We'll be glad to send you this CD set, $10. Just call us at 1-800-972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447, and order, eat, drink, and be merry.